Let's just get right into it. This is a very special dual episode, crossover app of two amazing podcasts. I'm Jenny Gorelick of the Receipts podcast, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Jillian Anthony. I am the author of the Cruel Summer Book Club newsletter and the new host of the Cruel Summer Book Club podcast.
Oh my goodness. This is so exciting, Jillian. You are an amazing, very cool gal from New York who just moved, and we're going to talk about dating.
Yes, I cannot wait. I'm having a great time dating so far here in Austin, where I just moved just about not even 6 weeks ago. So let's do it.
Oh my God, yes. And today we're also joined by, of course, my producer for Receipts, Andrew McGuire. He's always real with us, which is so important.
I am going to come with the tape. Yeah.
And also hilarious comedian and friend, Zach Zimmerman.
Honored, looking forward to the discussion.
Oh my God, so serious, Zach.
love is no joking matter. Let's get to it.
So Jillian, you just moved to Austin, and how is dating there, and what are you looking for, I guess, is the first question.
Yeah. So I came to Austin for 5 weeks in February. Like, it was like kind of my test run to see if I was going to move here or not. And surprisingly, it was very, very easy for me to meet people IRL,
like, wow,
out in the wild. I met two people IRL, one guy that I was like out at a bar with a group setting. And then another guy I actually asked out, like, my server with my mask on while he was also wearing a mask.
Oh my God. That's so brave to not know what his chin looks like.
We truly, we did not see each other's chins pre-date.
Wow.
So I'm proud of myself for that one.
I'm proud of you too, but he could have had no jawline. We had no idea what was under there.
It was brave. It was an adventure.
Oh my goodness.
So that was, so it was like a good introduction to what I was going to find when I moved here. I made also like so many friends. It's very easy to meet people here. So, I've been here about 6 weeks. I have been mostly, you know, concentrating on like meeting friends, making some writer friends here in the city. But I have been on some dates, and, so far I've really been dating one guy. He was like the first guy I went out with from Bumble. Mm-hmm. And he's great, very kind, fun. He, is going out of town for 2 weeks and like quite literally gave me a key to his place so that I can use his pool while he's gone.
Oh my God. Wow. Okay, so
bring somebody else over.
Yeah, are we invited? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Us? Not another date. I'm just like, should we all fly to Austin and have a pool party? Okay, so far it sounds like you literally don't need us. You're doing great. But but we were going to talk about updating your dating app profiles today, especially Hinge.
Yeah, well, because Jenny, I had told you that, like, so I don't really like Bumble because I don't like having to make the first move. I'm at the stage in my life where I really need men to be like aggressive with me. Mm-hmm. So I don't like that. And I also don't like Hinge because I feel like you don't really get to know anything about the person when you're looking through the profile. Okay. But I hear from most women I know, and men too, that Hinge is the best for like meeting quality people. And I think you said that too.
Yes, that's a thing that I actually believe full-heartedly. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Zach or Andrew, you also agree with me, if you were on Hinge.
I mean, I believe all dating apps are wonderful and should hire me to do things for them. I love all applications.
Okay, mm-hmm. So ultimately you're coming into this as a UN conference member, Zach.
I will take no positions that will hurt my career.
Okay, sure. But I love Hinge. I agree with you about Bumble because I think it's honestly lazy that the women have to do all the work. Come on.
But isn't it supposed to be like a protective layer or to keep you from getting like 1,000 unsolicited dick pics?
Well, you shouldn't be getting dick pics anyway.
On any of these
apps, honestly. And I think it's maybe supposed to be empowering, but it kind of just feels like I have to put in the extra work, unpaid labor, like women do all the time.
But that's the price of power, is work. Okay. Responsibility.
Wow.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Bumble, I hope you're listening.
Spider-Man. Auntie Anne and Spider-Man. Or no. What's her name? Auntie May?
May. Auntie Anne is a delicious pretzel. And Aunt May is a delicious Marissa Tomei. No, those Auntie, are the differences.
Aunt May. Auntie M is Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
So you're not too far off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The ants. Look at all that work the ants do.
Yeah.
Truly they do. So I think Hinge is actually a really good place to get a lot of information about people, depending on how you use your prompts. Because there's a lot of space to have information, like little tidbits about personality throughout the whole app. Okay. So, okay.
I'm open to being coached and schooled on this because I want to have the best experience and like least amount of, I don't know. I feel like I've been on and off dating apps for 8 years, something like that. Like, I feel like I have a pretty good bullshit radar at this point, but okay. I can use all the help I can get.
Okay, what are you looking for right now? Yeah. Are you looking for long, medium term, short term?
So I would say that I think that, so I definitely want a long-term relationship in my life and that's a long-term goal for me, but I would say that dating is like not really a priority for me right now. I just moved to a new city. I want to meet people. I want to have tons of fun. I want to go see and do everything. So, you know, I'm like very much approaching dating with like a very light heart and, like a hot girl summer sort of vibe.
Yes. Okay. So we got to make sure your profile is set up for a little bit of hot girl summer then
So you want to catch fun for now, not put this out something long-term, put that out and just wait until someone takes the bait for that. You want lots of hits.
Yeah, I would prefer to like be dating multiple people right now, you know, like testing the waters all over the place. But that doesn't, I'm definitely not at the same time looking for one night stands. I want to I'm at the point in my life where like I have to at least enjoy your company to be sleeping with you.
Two night stand minimum, it sounds totally. Like.
Yeah, absolutely. And like a little bit of like consistent fun, like let's do activities together, let's have a nice time, let's also have hot fun sex too, of course.
Absolutely.
And then maybe it grows into something and maybe it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, all sex in Austin is hot because it's 99 degrees humidity and 120 degrees at all times. I don't know how anyone has love in the summer there. I hope you have central air, Jillian. Jesus.
Oh yeah, I've got it for the first time in my life. Actually, I never had it in New York. Wow, so.
Brag and access to a pool, Jillian. I'm sorry, you're better off than all of us today. okay, well, we have your profile up in front of us, right on Hinge. We can make some edits. I think we should maybe do a little first scroll down just to see the overall general vibe and then go into individual pictures and prompts.
Okay. And I also want you guys to know I did not edit anything before today.
Thank God.
So nervous.
Wow. Thank God.
I was like, what? I gotta present it the way it is. So
okay,
yeah. So you want me to just do a slow scroll
Let's
down?
Let's just do a little scroll down just so we can see what we're working with. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got the ice in Central Park.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
Oh, there's flowers. Oh, get some of them. I've actually never seen the Hinge interface. So this
really?
Is,
okay. Oh, nice. Here she is. Here she is.
33, Jesus year, 5'8". What's Holly?
That's the neighborhood I'm in Austin, Holly.
Okay. Oh, Holly neighborhood is very cute.
Vaccinated. We love a vaccinated queen.
Definitely.
Important to include. Okay. Bikini and sorry for tech. Sorry for the listeners who are not getting a full – well, I promise we'll describe exactly what we're seeing in a second.
Oh, my God. All these nudes. Jillian.
Wait.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Racy for me.
Okay, cute.
And that's it.
And that's it. Okay, amazing. So a cute little scroll. So I already have some ideas, but I want to talk about the first picture first. Okay.
Okay.
So the first picture that Jillian has right now is a cute selfie, like outdoor setting. She's wearing a pretty bright colored dress, which Jillian has great style, which everyone who's listening needs to know. Incredible style. Patterns, bright colors, really cute. Okay.
She's in a gorgeous dress right now. Like I'm in a Uniqlo t-shirt and she's ready to go on a picnic, an engagement picnic.
Truly, you're ready to get engaged today. The one thing I will say about this selfie though, Jillian, and I don't want to, please don't take this the wrong way, is that
you guys can be honest. Go off.
You're hotter than this, actually. Like, I think your makeup is nice, but it feels a little more like serious, less like open, like fun hot girl kind of selfie.
Okay.
You know, but I think starting with a good picture of your face is right. Like, you should absolutely start with a good picture of your face.
That's very interesting. I like this pic because I really liked my makeup that day. I really liked my hair.
Yeah,
I love a bright lip. But no, that's true. It is like, it's a little more, I'm closed lip smiling. So that's good.
There is something, there's this tension between smiling with teeth or smiling not with teeth or not smiling at all that happens. Mm-hmm. And I think people try to look cool by not smiling, but then they end up looking like not open and welcome and joyful. Like even looking at your smile right now. Literally being open, like opening a hole in your face to let someone else in. And so that, I mean, you look fucking hot in the picture, but you're right that it's not like, it doesn't show how happy and joyful and fun you are to be around, which not one picture doesn't have to do that, but.
Right. But the first one is important because this is the one where it's like people decide if they're going to keep scrolling or not.
That's the vibe.
I really like this picture. I think you look great. Were you at an event? Were you going to an event or what was?
So this was actually the day that I had a screen test to be on a TV show.
Oh, cute. Okay cute. Mm-hmm. Is this the only selfie from that day or do you have other options? Because I wonder if maybe it's just something about the expression.
Mm-hmm. I was also curious if you had any other pictures of like if someone took a picture of you in versus a selfie.
Right.
Yeah, because you can see in the reflection of the window in the background.
That
it's just you.
Jillian, it has a little Nathan for you. My friends are all just off screen having lots of fun vibes. I don't know if you've seen that picture. But I don't think there's anyone else in any of the pictures that we saw either. And you are a very friendly, warm, loving person who has an amazing friend group. Mm-hmm. And so I am surprised to not see any cameos from anyone else.
And you know what, Jillian? Is bringing up no other people are in the pictures thus far. Mm-hmm. Just to scroll down a little bit to the two truths and a lie prompt that you chose, which we love. I interviewed all the Queer Eye guys. I went skydiving in Namibia. I fell through the ice in Central Park. So I know the first one's true. Mm-hmm. I know the first one's true. I feel like you didn't skydive then. Am I right? Or am I wrong?
I did skydive.
Okay. Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, I went skydiving over the insane deserts in Namibia and it was incredible. I have not yet fallen through the ice in Central Park.
Okay, cool.
My God.
That's funny.
That is
funny. How does this function? Do people comment on this? Is it a conversation starter often on Hinge, this two truths and a lie feature?
I think that, you know, I think that now that you're like, I guess a couple of people have been like, oh, tell me about that interview or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now that you're saying that, you know what? I don't think it starts as much conversation as like, I would like it to.
Yeah. I think, I was going to say, Zach.
My main note would be to make it very clear what the lie is and to make a joke out of it so that because you're such an interesting, fascinating person. And the fact that you went skydiving in Namibia makes you adventurous. You interviewed all the Queer Eye guys. You have proximity to celebrity and can hold your own in court with them. Like, I want a really absurd third thing so that it's clear which are true. And then the third is funny, like a joke. So something like, I drown. That's maybe a little dark. I drowned in Central Park. Like, that's my personality.
That's your sense of humor for sure.
But something something absurd or clearly a lie. I was born in 1909 or something.
Yeah, that's like, silly.
Would hammer home that you're fascinating and interesting? If it's not prompting conversation already.
And that you have a sense of humor. And also I want to say about this prompt, what I love about this prompt, though, is that it is true that you interviewed the Queer Eye guys. This picture of you with the Queer Eye guys is amazing. And I feel like that could even be your last photo honestly. Like,
that is like one of the best photos in my
life. It's an amazing photo of you. It's an amazing photo of them. It's truly incredible. So I think it's funny if they keep scrolling on your profile that it's clear that you did interview all the Queer Eye guys. I think that's fun. I'm a freaking genius. Sorry.
Can we edit this live or we're not doing that?
I don't know. It would take a little work on Jillian's end to do that. If you want to, we could.
I'll just assume it's going to say I was born in 1909 and died in a drowning accident.
I'm stealing all your material, Zach. Don't worry. So.
Wait, or I was aboard the USS Titanic or something.
Oh, yeah. Something silly.
No, but I love the Queer Eye picture idea because also two birds, one stone, you get pictures with other people as well.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question about the other people thing. So I have never cared about that. I don't care if you're with other people. I just want to see what you look like. So I think it's so interesting. I just always thought that like it should be pictures of you because like in group pictures, I don't know. I'm interested that all of you say that.
So the take is a little bit, I think, that we want to know that you have friends. And also, we are going to judge your friends. Like, I'm always judging men's friends when I see what pictures they choose of their friend group. I'm like, who do you hang out with? What is their vibe? Because if it's a bunch of bros in button-down shirts, then I know that. But if it seems like a fun group of friends, then, like, that's fun. Like, that's fun. I'm like, oh, cool. You guys seem like a cool group to hang out with, even.
That's so like, interesting.
Because especially if you're looking for a hot girl summer of activities, it sounds like maybe you do want to meet new people and meet groups
now
of friends
I'm
in a way.
I'm questioning my own advice because I'm looking at all these other things on the dating apps and they are just so low.
I mean, I only have one photo on my dating app that includes friends and it's one that shows that I perform and it's a video. It's me dancing, right? Like at Union
That's
Hall
cute.
Stage. But it ends up getting actually a lot of traction because it's funny, shows personality, shows my friends' personalities, and then gives men – a lot of guys will be like, okay, love those moves or whatever, like stupid stuff that they say. Mm-hmm. But if it tells me something about them if they're attracted to this energy.
But you also don't want to do – like go overboard with pictures of friends and groups because that's sort of like a Where's Waldo situation in every picture. Yeah.
That's what I worry about. So,
and you have to be the hottest one. So,
you have to be the hottest friend.
I think it was just that first picture looked stark because we could see the reflection of yourself back and it was just like, oh, she's alone. Like that made me.
I was thinking, I love this next picture so much. And I think that it has a contender for like being the first one.
Okay.
You are smiling. We love a smile. It looks like it was taken on an iPhone 3.
I think you're beautiful in it, but I think the quality isn't high enough.
Oh, I thought that was just like the iPhone.
It's a little blurry. No?
Okay.
She's beautiful, but she's blurry.
I did not. It doesn't look blurry on my end. Okay, does it? Perhaps she is.
That sounds like a song lyric. She's beautiful, but she's blurry.
I chose this one. Well, maybe you should continue your critique first before I say anything else.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Please let us finish the critique before there's any discussion. Rider, Holly, vaccinated, 5'8". You're taller than 5'8", aren't you?
No, I'm 5'8".
Tall energy.
I do truly have tall energy. Everybody thinks online that I'm like 6 foot. And if a man asks me, how tall are you? I don't like that because it shows that he like has an insecurity about that. And I'm like, no, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
I think you should say 5'10".
Okay. Can I just bring up this picture from your Instagram, Jillian? Because I think this one is giving us similar vibes. It's high quality. You're so fun. We get a little bit of this nose ring energy, which I think is something that we don't know about you yet. Because I think you've got fun personality. You're adventurous. And also, like, I don't know. My vote actually might be to replace this one with this one. But
I'm down with that. I love that.
There's more flesh. So, look at those arms.
Yeah. Cute little arms. The smile's amazing. Again, so this picture that I'm showing right now is Jillian in a sun hat, truly glowing, like gorgeous smile. She's got a cute little nose ring coming out, heart-shaped sunglasses, and a bright pink, gorgeous dress. And it just feels like I don't know. I think it gives you kind of similar vibes, but this one might be better.
I love that pick. And I totally think you're right. I think I chose this pick because I try to show off, like, here's what I look like most days. So this mm-hmm. is kind of, it's just, this is like, I would look, go around town looking like this, you know? So mm-hmm. I don't want all my picks to be like, I'm fabulous, you know?
But you are fabulous, is my thought.
Yeah. I think that could be something that you're muting yourself on here. This is bigger mm-hmm. than just a couple pictures. This is fear.
Because yeah, look at this stunner.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Marry me. Come on.
Marry me. Like, this one might want to be your first picture, Jillian. It's a picture of Jillian smiling, gorgeous, wearing another cute outfit. I actually love all of these pictures in the series. Honestly, all of these are amazing.
That was my profile picture, my first picture on the dating apps for a while.
Did it work?
Yeah. People really liked it.
I think
okay, all of these pictures that you're showing now, Jenny, the first one that you just brought up, mm-hmm. I wasn't really a fan of because it looked like you were in front of like your house or something. Okay. But all the other ones, it was like you were on location, this is why I also like the picture that you have on screen right now mm-hmm. because you're
girl on the go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I truly am, you know?
Also, I think it's understood that this is a highlight reel and that this is the person at their most fabulous. And so it's sweet to be like, oh, let me give them what they're going to get most days. But I think you want to, you go fishing with like the shiniest lure to get the big fish.
Absolutely. All of us love fishing, especially when we see men with fish on Hinge.
Yeah. That's your funniest fish ad. Yeah.
Yeah, we love that. But yeah, I just think that there are all of these fabulous photos of you, Jillian, on your Instagram where you're glowing and fun, wearing fun outfits out in the world that I think we're not getting enough of that energy here.
Okay. I love that. And I'm going to zazz it up.
Yeah.
Zazz is a good word.
Should
we keep scrolling?
Yeah, I think we scroll. Okay, so just this information component, Jillian, will you tell us what you say about drinking and smoking, et cetera?
Yeah.
We need to know about the rest.
All I put down was that I do drink because I don't want to say any of that other stuff.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. This is also maybe a moment.
I do. Master's in journalism.
And then San Dimas, is that near something in California?
It's outside LA and
I think
it's
put Los Angeles.
Oh,
interesting. Okay. Well,
here's the thing about San Dimas is that there's a famous line from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure that San Dimas High School football rules. And people say that all the time.
They do?
Oh, that's fun.
Okay, that's fun.
Maybe that's an argument for me taking it off though, because I'm like annoyed by it. So.
Okay. Yeah, if you don't like hearing it, then you can get rid of it.
I don't know why, but I'm very in like a lie a little and then correct later mood because Los Angeles, because you are, I don't know, Los Angeles to me describes you more than San Dimas, which I have no connotation of. So I think you're 5'10 and from Los Angeles.
I think maybe not 5'10, but okay.
And are you really liberal? Is progressive an option?
I would put like fucking feminist slut on there if I could. So yes, I'm liberal.
I wish you could put fucking feminist slut. I wish
feminist
you could.
Feminist slut. Oh my God, I love it.
This is actually the point also where Andrew and I love to ask about what are your restrictions on age, on distance, that we need to know this stuff.
Okay, let me look because I don't know if I'd be able to tell you off the top of my head.
Oh my God, there's so many other options.
I know, there's so many things.
It's found there.
Yeah, age range, here we go.
There we go.
26 to 43.
And 30 miles maximum distance.
Yeah, because I want to date them. So I want them to be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're willing to drive anywhere in Texas?
Yes. I think, and the only thing oh no, you know what? I think it's on Bumble that I had like, there's a couple that that's it. I didn't put anything else.
Okay. Open to all ethnicities, open to all religions.
Is Austin a neighborhood option? Can you just say Austin?
No, because it's like distance from where I am right now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then age range 26 to 43. Talk to me about that. Do you really want to date a 43-year-old?
Maybe.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm going on a date this week with, he's somewhere maybe 40, 42, something like that.
Okay.
I want to try it. I have I have really not dated anyone older than like 6 years older than me ever, but I want to try it. Mm-hmm. But also I would say that when I'm on Hinge, I don't know. I still feel, I still feel very young, and
a lot of
those people are like dads and divorced, and like, that's all fine, but that's like not the vibe I'm looking for right now. So, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, I have a question about capping it at 43 as opposed to like 40 or 45. I'm playing by like the volume rules on the TV.
Okay.
You know, why is it capped at 43?
I think I capped it at 26 specifically because like I just can't imagine
a 25 year old
someone younger than that.
No way.
But on Hinge, I am famously being hit on by 21 year olds all this is a college town. So and there's one I want to really, I actually have been considering this week. I'm like, he's really cute, but like, what are we going to talk about? I don't know. Do you guys have experience in dating a lot younger?
I would never. Okay. Not for me. I dated a 25 year old seriously, and that actually posed problems for me.
Okay.
Even just being 4 years older, because we want different things.
Mm-hmm.
But age
is often a proxy for other things and like maturity, and usually they overlap. But there are some like life experience full 22-year-olds and 23-year-olds that haven't lived this like extended adolescence that college usually affords people. And so you might find like the most hardworking, enlightened 22-year-old out there. And
I doubt it.
True. But if you want a hot girl son, I mean, it depends on how wide you want to cast your net. Do you not want to be filtering through 23 to 26 year olds? Is that, well, I don't know what the labor is. Of
I would say that they are on there anyways. So yeah. And then 43, I just think that's 10 years older than me. So I think I just kind of,
that's the max. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you change it all to 29. 29 to 29, just get 29 year olds. They're insecure about turning 30. They're going to want someone on the other side to shepherd them over it. It's a very stressful period of life, and you could swoop in and, you know, be that shoulder to cry on, those lips to kiss. I think you go after the 29 year old market.
Yeah. Zach, I'm really looking for really emotionally secure people. I don't know if we're like on the same page on this.
Okay, fine. Put 55 and we'll get out of here.
Yeah. Exclusively.
Okay. Well, I honestly feel good about your, all the logistic parts. The little admin section, I feel really good about, Jolene. I think you nailed it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I should say my advice comes from someone who has not been on a date in 2 years or dated someone seriously in 4 years. So please ignore everything I say.
Okay.
But also a friend and funny person who knows you. And you've got me, and I'm in the rose garden on Hinge. So I'm in the little special section.
What does that mean?
You know, where they're like, you decide how many roses, you get a rose every week to give to your standouts.
Which I've never used, but yes.
I don't think you should ever use it. I think it's a joke and a disaster, but that is where my profile lives.
Love that.
I know. Which means that I put my profile together in such a way that Hinge thinks I'm a standout.
Love that. Oh my God. Right? I mean, yeah, I would absolutely be, you know, pushing that hard button hard for you. So I get it.
Well, thank you so much. I just am saying that actually is because we just need to know what my expertise is, because I just remembered that this is also for your podcast and they don't know.
That's true. Yeah.
And they don't know. Famously single, but famously very good with a dating app profile. Mm-hmm. Not always the same thing. okay. So next, my good side, I think, is very funny as the caption for your swimsuit photo. But for your swimsuit photo, honestly, Jillian, you have a lot of videos of you wearing high-cut swimsuit bottoms and no top jumping into the ocean. You actually have multiple videos of you in a cheeky swimsuit bottom jumping into the ocean. And I think I would like to bring to court that I think you should change your swimsuit photo to be any one of those videos, because they're so funny and cute, and your energy. I'm going to play one right now. Your hair's a little longer in this, but like, how fucking fun is she? Sorry, I'm gonna do one more.
I think they missed the ass part. Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. This just Jillian's. Oh, there it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have
okay.
More than one of these, Jillian. You have two or three of them on your Instagram.
Girl, yeah, you know. In the ocean.
I have mixed feelings about like thotty pictures like that. I like them. I want to embrace them. No shaming of any kind in this space, like all of that. But I also feel like it conflicts. I worry about my like professional sphere of things. And also with this, like, I feel like I don't want to be putting out the like, I don't know. I'm very guarded about like that, putting out the right sort of vibe. So I'm attracting the right sort of people that want to go on dates and don't just want to jump my bones. Yeah. I think that's why.
That's valid and fair, but that's tricky. Cause the guard, I can feel and see the guard even here with like, what if I told you I spent a big chunk of last year solo road tripping? I still want some vulnerability in the profile, like that you have a newsletter blog where you talk about sad things and being hurt. Like that's, I don't know, that emotion is shiny to me. And so far the emotions here are all kind of muted or a little dull or a little far away versus like, I'm a person full of joy sometimes and I can get real and raw. But also I respect that this is a semi-public thing. But if your Instagram has those things, that's public too.
The same concern. That's why I don't like post as many thoughty things as I want to on there.
Yes.
We're in a brave new world where people understand, especially in like queer land, there's like people playing both games. You got your Speedo pics and you're also in your suit going and being a lawyer on Monday morning. And
yeah.
Just what I like about why I'm voting really hard for one of these videos of you jumping into the ocean in swimsuit bottoms is because I think it really shows that you're fun and you're spontaneous and you're hot. And like, we know that you're smart and interesting from all of this other stuff. We know you're smart, you're interesting based off of the logistical part of it. We know that you dress well and that you're also like vibrant and joyful and cute from other pictures that you're going to change. So I think having a little bit of this like fun, just slightly thoughty energy, because you could be thoughtier than that video, you know, you're not doing just like super out there swimsuit photo. It's more like the video component of it, I think, makes it sillier. There's something funny about it too.
I laugh in the video too.
Yeah.
Which is like, yeah. So
I don't know.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I have an idea. Jillian, what are three adjectives that you want someone who's been on a date with you to say you are after the date? You've gone on a date, they're leaving, and they're going, oh my God, Jillian is so blank.
Okay. Beautiful. Fun to be around, and an interesting person to talk to.
Beautiful. We've got our checklist now for the profiles. Beautiful.
Uh-oh.
We want to include one of those beautiful pictures. That's like an image-based thing, unless you're talking about your soul being beautiful, which we can also try. Fun to be around. I want a picture at a party or friends back blurry or like the skydiving or something. And interesting, I think we can use text to do that, which you already have with some of the specifics that you're sharing about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like
that. That's maybe healthier for me than like trying to force a template of what I think a good dating profile is. It's more like, what do you want someone to
say? Yeah.
Say and feel after their...
Yeah, that makes sense. I like that. And I also feel like we're going to go through more and I'll be curious what you have to say. But like, I think you guys are right. I'm playing it safe. So
the rules are off.
The rules,
Texas told them. This is no cover, no get out there.
Yeah,
changed everything.
I think it really did. And also, I mean, people who want to date you want to date you, and I think you present honestly on your Instagram a really like full, fun, exciting version of yourself that we're not seeing all the way on the profile.
Yeah, I get it. That makes sense.
This is very eye-opening for me because, I think strategically we're developing a thing to keep certain people out rather than attract the people we want in. Mm-hmm. And so it's better to have the shiniest, coolest, condensed, most vulnerable version of yourself out there, knowing that there's going to be extra labor of cleaning up all the
right, being like, not this, being like, this person's not going to be it for me.
Rather than saying, no, 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 no. And we might then accidentally not come in when we, the right one might not come in because they say, no, 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 no.
That, and that's manifestation is you put out there what you want, not what you don't want. So I get it. I'm down with that.
Go towards love rather than run from fear.
Yes.
Yeah. I think. Absolutely. Absolute. Okay. So what if I told you that I spent a big chunk of the last year solo road tripping to 9 states and hiking national parks? I love that, but I think there might be a funnier prompt or a more fun prompt.
I think this is actually less about you and more like a fun specific about the world that you find interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, what if I told you that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are the third most popular sandwich, like some weird quirky thing, a quirky fact rather than a resume or accomplishment or an achievement.
And I think we actually get across in the next photo, me in the wild, is you hiking. So it's actually the same information that you just gave them right above.
Okay. That interesting.
What is going on in this photo, Jillian?
So this is me hiking the Narrows.
At all.
What?
It doesn't look like you.
It doesn't?
No.
Well, I am wearing these truly disgusting wader pants that they're pants that keep you dry when you're hiking in wet, which is what I was doing when I was hiking the Narrows. Hiking people know the Narrows okay.
Yeah. So,
like, it's a conversation topic.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But is there anything to like using a hiking picture more like this one from the Arches?
Where I look like a little better.
I like this picture.
Are you like this picture? Runway,
on Drag Race, you would get red for filth for your silhouette. I don't care personally, but.
You don't like my diaper look?
I think it's real.
Depends.
You said you think it's real?
I think it's real. I think it's authentic. I don't like the option that Jenny posed.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, fair.
Choir here.
What about
This was like, I mean, this day was one of the coolest days like of my life. So okay, I think cool. that I, that's so
you
why
can
I like
speak
it.
On that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about this version of the photo? Do we have any preference to this one? Too small? Okay.
No, I think that's better.
You do?
Yeah, if the point is to show that you are at the place and share the joy, I think that shows the majesty of the place and our existence as people, rather than this thing that has you dead center. Like, I like you being off center.
Okay.
I'm really...
There's also this one.
Is this what you do, Jenny? You go through people's profiles?
Jenny's deep in there. I love it.
I just want to, I'm really doing the work here, okay? Yeah, babe? I want to, I'm like, I'm give, presenting options right now.
Mm-hmm. I think the text, for whatever reason, the words that are coming up in the next chunk are, we have to delete these.
Yeah, we do have to. Okay. The next chunk, we have to change this prompt.
Oh, no. Okay, go for it.
Tell us about your brain space when you wrote this.
Also, please read us the prompt, Jillian. Read us what it says.
Okay, I'm embarrassed.
No, don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed.
It says, I'm looking for real dates. I'm here to experience a place.
Exclamation point.
Real dates.
Exclamation point.
I'm here to experience a place activity you love, a place / activity you love, not your bedroom.
Tell us what you were thinking.
Okay, so I think that the way I have this phrased on Bumble is like a little funnier, but clearly it's not coming off funny here, you bitches. I think this is the same thing we're talking about. I'm trying to keep like a type out, right? Yeah. But I just like, I don't want to go. I'm so, I don't know. Jenny, maybe you can relate. Like I've been on so many dates where it's like, I'm just trying to make it clear that I am not looking to go on one night stands. Like I'm not interested.
Right. And
I'm not seeing the same problem that you are with this. I think that this is like, it's very straightforward. I think it's fine. You're getting across what you want.
I'm trying to put out what I want. That's totally true.
Yeah.
I think you can put out what you want without leaning into what you don't want and displaying a huge negative emotion about what you don't want. Because this comes off very like, I'm looking for real dates, fellas. Get out of here. If you want to fuck me, you're evil. Like, that shuts down. Like, in theory, you want to experience places with people and then also the bedroom, like, eventually.
Yeah, if you like them. If you like them. I feel like my solution to this is there are other prompts that are like, give me a recommendation of or something. And then it's like something fun in Austin that I haven't seen yet, or like something, you know, like it's just like a fun, like, give me a recommendation of a fun bar activity I haven't done yet in Austin, or like, give me a recommendation of what's your favorite thing to do in Austin. And then even if you don't like the person, but they respond to this prompt, you get to keep that data.
Hell yeah.
Because then if they reply to the prompt and you're like, okay, you're not attractive to me or I don't like you, then they still gave you a cool recommendation of something that they love.
Well, that's exactly what I did when I was Tindering all over on my road trip. I collected a lot of data from people and then went and did those things.
Yeah, I think use this prompt for... Using a
poor man looking for love to be your tour guides. Wow.
No, but I think use this prompt for that. I wonder, can we look at our prompt options?
Yeah.
And we can rewrite it together. Okay. So I think it's the, I'm looking for.
Should I just swipe through?
Yeah. Let's swipe through and see.
These people sound amazing. This is so funny. Whoever, the stock options sound like a really interesting people.
Good job. Okay. My ideal date from home. Ew, delete that. let's see.
There's a way of saying you don't want first date hookups without the exclamatory nature. So I'm looking for fun nights out in Austin, parentheses, not into first date hookups. Sorry, fellas. You gotta.
How about this one? And it could say, like that.
Yeah, this, the best way to ask me out is by taking me to your favorite bar, restaurant, activity, whatever, in Austin.
Let's do it together right now.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, I have to plug in my computer, but let's freaking do it.
The best way to ask me out is by taking me to one of your favorite places in Austin.
But asking me out is not a date. Asking me out is you're telling them how you want
them. Okay. How to ask you out. Okay, yeah. Okay, so I wonder if there's another prompt that's similar. That's
telling me about one of your favorite places in Austin.
Yeah. Okay.
That you want to go to together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Telling me about one of your favorite places in Austin that we should check out together.
Oh, I love we. Using we is really good.
Okay. Zach's a we guy.
Yes, okay.
They're visualizing we already. And so much of the profile so far has been I. I'm a prophet. We want
telling me about one of your favorite. The best way to ask me out is by telling me about one of your favorite places in Austin that we should check out together.
Love it.
I think your favorite place in Austin.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Just music.
Let's do it. Zach's got his editing hat on, which I very much appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your favorite place in Austin.
Okay. And I will also say that you have periods at the end of every one of your. Wait, what? Mm-hmm. What are you saying, Zach?
I'll put parentheses around that we should check out together, parentheses, and then a winky face.
Andrew is anti-period, so I'm well like...
No. I think,
but
I
not
think
this that, time.
No, I'm pro-periods in this scenario because we've had people on in the past that have been a little bit more lax about what they want in dating. And so I think the fact that you're presenting periods at the end means that it's like, it's more business in a good way.
Okay. I do want to be business bitch in some ways, you know, so I like that.
So yes, I think you can actually add the period back. If you can after the parentheses.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. Oop, wrong one. This one. Okay. Period.
I want a winky face, but if that's not your style.
No.
You could also do it together because I think we should check out together is a little clingy. I think it should just be,
we should go together. Okay, now this one, the love you so much thing, I think this becomes queer eye.
Okay.
Do we agree? Boys.
Because we get fun traveler. I don't really get a lot of, well, no, Austin's weird. I feel like this would attract some cool Austin people.
Okay, so first of all, this is like a Instagram famous thing here in Austin, mm-hmm. Which can be good or bad for locals or whatever. I don't know. And I just like my outfit a lot.
Your outfit's cute.
It's a tie-dye sweatsuit, and I have a cute green beanie on, and I'm behind a sign that I'm in front of a billboard sign wall that says, "Love you so much," which is a pretty famous little thing here.
People aren't going on dates with your outfits. Okay, honey.
Wow.
People are going on dates with you.
Damn.
I don't want. You're not selling the outfit. You're selling Jillian. Okay?
That's true, babe.
And I kind of, I just wanted to be Queer Eye. I don't know. I love this picture of you. I think it's cute, but I think the Queer Eye one gives me more.
Yeah, the fact that you mentioned this is like sort of like an Instagram spot. Like people go here to take pictures right where you're standing. So it's probably common in other dating profiles, then, right?
Wow.
Basic alert.
Yeah,
Zachary.
Zachary.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. So I think that becomes correct. And I love this photo of you.
Yeah, this is a perfect closing photo. You're looking towards the future. You're embracing nature. You're hot.
She's hot. She's in a hot pink beanie and a cute little bathing suit in like a, I don't know, a natural pool.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hot springs in Mammoth. It's got some beautiful mountains and sunset behind it. And yeah, another bathing suit pic, but like,
not a thotty one at all though.
Only a little bit of titty, you know? So yeah.
A little bitty titty committee.
Wait, okay. This bathing profile committee, do we want to have a picture of like Jillian's friends included? Because I found a really good contender. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
please,
Jillian.
Show us.
I went through your profile just like Jenny just did.
And right, I love
your,
it.
I went through your tagged
please
photos.
Please follow me.
And this picture.
Oh, which one?
Wait, there you go. Very pretty.
Oh, no, but it's not.
And there's a clear distinction that you're, you know, like there is very different friends. Like it's like we know who Jillian is in this picture.
I want one with your group. I know your friend group. You have a group of like 10 best friends. I want you and your 10 best friends, not just one lady.
Okay, so I'm gonna go through the group pics, find the one where I look stunning and everyone else looks like trash, and put that one on.
And go through what you told me, which was interesting, fun to be around, and beautiful.
Yeah.
And ask, does every frame of this communicate that? And share your beauty, share your joy, spread the love, collect and take names. Lie and say you're 5'10 and from Los Angeles. And everything's a lie.
Everything Zach said except for the 5'10.
Photographs are all lies. You're picking what you show. You're lying already.
I guess
about your height.
It's interesting. Like, so I think that perhaps I'm sensitive to just like, you know, how often men claim that they get catfished and stuff. Like, clearly none of this is. I think I'm just super sensitive to like being like, this is what I look like. And I don't want you to say shit when you meet me about me not looking like that.
You know? Are as beautiful as your best picture. You really are.
Thank you. Thank you, love.
So yeah. So I think just put up your best picture. You are as pretty as that.
Okay. Maybe. And you know, maybe that's like, I don't know. I think that you guys are right, that I'm just like holding it back a little bit of like, I don't know, maybe there's some like low self-worth shit going on here. So I'm going to think about that. I'm going to journal on that.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to redo the profile.
That's what it all comes down to, I think, is people, these terrible little beliefs that society and our families put into our heads that dilute and dim the beautiful ball of joy and love and openness and shimmering brilliant light inside of all of us that will manifest. Like it sounds cheesy, but yeah, you just did a fucking road trip around the world. You just spent so much time with yourself. I know you love yourself, and I know this probably feels old because you didn't update it. So I think when you go update it for the Jillian 5 years from now, who is like madly obsessed with herself. Even, I mean, you're probably almost there today. It's time, you time travel. You're like, oh, how confident will I be at 40? Like when my big career milestones have already happened, when I've already locked down a lover or done whatever I want romantically in terms of like achievements, and then just have that brilliance now.
Yeah, that's very good advice. Thank you, Zach.
Truly gorgeous, honestly. Now you should be paying me with therapy.
You're duetting me. You're keeping a you're keeping a block up to me.
No, I'm not. I'm
not Jenny. Jillian is.
No, Jillian is.
Me.
Let me in.
Because I said thank you.
I'm in Austin.
So how are you feeling, Jillian? And are you going to take our advice?
Yeah, I totally am gonna take your advice.
Okay.
I feel really good. I think it's like, it's so interesting seeing your perspective on things. Because like, yeah, I'm definitely a person that's very caught up in my own world, my own head. Most of us are, obviously, but like, I've never had anyone kind of look through and truly give it a real look over. And like what you're seeing, I think there's a lot of truth in what you're saying. And like, I think a big thing I'm kind of thinking about lately is how, you guys talked about how, you know, I'm a very joyful person, and I don't think I always, and that's so true. And anyone that knows me in real life knows that I'm just always trying to laugh and have fun and go enjoy life with it. And like that's who I am. And I think that sometimes my like internet persona, my newsletter, different things like does not show that part of me, but that's who I am. So I really think that's like the biggest thing I'm going to take is that this should be just like shining through that I am super fun, super joyful because I am, and it's not showing right now. So that's important.
That resonates so strongly with me because I used to keep my professional life and personal. You try to carry these different, and you're a different person in different scenarios, but the more you like keep separate the parts of yourself and categorize, the less what is truly unique and special about you can shine through like joy in your like more sad focused newsletter would be welcome. Like or that shows the shades and like degrees of you. And a professional profile that also knows, hey, she knows how to have fun. She wears a bikini. That's okay. You can be a professional in 2021 and wear a bikini.
Yep, it's true.
Yeah, I think it helps. I think it's better in a professional setting if you have a sense of humor. We don't have time for it anymore.
I didn't know you moved. That's so sad.
Oh.
You didn't know I moved?
I think maybe in the back of my mind, I knew you moved, but in my mind, you're still up in Prospect Heights.
Yeah, Zach, you came to my going away party, you freak.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, babe.
I was going away for the road trip. I didn't know you were
forever.
Not.
Okay. Well, that was, I mean, I was moving though. So I was moving away. So I was like, wait, you were like literally there.
Misleading. That was misleading. I thought it was
okay. Oh my goodness.
Well, thank you for coming to the party.
Well, Jillian, I think you've got so much good stuff to work with. I'm really excited for you to have a really fun, super hot girl summer in Austin.
It's
been so fun to update your profile. And I don't know, at the end of receipts, we usually just all plug our social media handles. I don't know if that feels like the right thing to do in this moment, but should we?
I am ZZ double ZZ. Okay. That's ZZ, the word double ZZ on Instagram, Twitter, and Grindr.net.
Okay, yeah.
I thank you guys so much for having me. Thank you for your honest input. I it's very touching, and like I feel you guys like really also jazzed me up and made me feel good. So thank you very much.
Hell yeah.
And I am Jillian Anthony. You can find my newsletter, Cruel Summer Book Club, at cruelsummerbookclub.substack.com. My podcast of the same name will be out very soon. And on socials, on Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Jilla Thrilla.
Amazing. Andrew, do you want to go, baby?
Oh, yeah. My Instagram is MCGUI_GUI, McGuai Guy.
And Andrew and I have a weekly podcast called Receipts about dating. This is one of the things that we do. So if you're not already following Receipts, you can at Receipts Pod. And I'm Jenny Gorelick. And you should just search Jenny Gorelick on Instagram and you'll find me.
How do you spell Gorelick, Jenny?
G-O-R-E-L-I-C-K, Jenny Gorelick. And if you do at Jenny C, I'm the first one that comes up, no doubt. I believe it. But it's Jenny Sequa, which is a pun and it's too hard to type.
And you genuinely do have one of my favorite Instagrams, period.
Oh my God, thank you.
Truly.
It's really sweet. Mm-hmm. But this has been so much fun. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening.
This has been Receipts, a dating podcast with evidence, hosted by Jenny Gorlick
and produced by Andrew McGuire.
Make sure to follow us on social media. I'm at Jenny Sequoia, JenNyCestQuoi on Instagram, and at Jenny Gorlick on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram at McGuire Guy, at MCGUI_GUI.
The cover art is by Megan Patzel. The theme song is written by Dylan Adler, sung by Cheno Pinter, and produced by Douglas Wittig. Check out full videos on YouTube and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you subscribe. If you need dating advice, we'd love to help you out. Send us a DM to @receiptspod.